I do hear you now, and I thought I might have timed out the repeater or something. Wasn't certain what had happened. Yeah, I think I heard Tim make mention about the wind load not going up that high, and I kind of concur. Yeah, I don't want to get too adventurous myself. Yeah, I mean, I could certainly use, like, you know, some towers, and I'd say that with multiple, because I could very easily go overboard with all sorts of different types of antennas, besides for just ham radio, just reception and stuff. So I could certainly have many up, but I think I'm only going to have something like a J-pole and maybe hang a center point of the feed point for a dipole on. The one nice thing I might be able to do is just be able to drop my coax straight down the chimney, because I don't have a fireplace. It's got a chimney but no fireplace. And then down in the basement where the chimney space is, it's got some patch panels, basically some tin over it for ductwork, I guess. So I was thinking maybe I could take one of those out and then just bring out my coax and seal it up so no critters will get in or water, and have a nice, easy entry feed point to the house. But we'll see how that goes. Anyways, gentlemen, I am going to sign. I'm here in the grocery store parking lot, so I'm going to run in and go get some victuals and head home and eat. So wish you gentlemen a great afternoon. Let's see, John, I'll turn it over to you. Nice meeting you, so maybe we'll have a chance to chat some more. So, 73 Bose, KE8WUO to pick it up from W8RIT.